Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Hey, hey.
Sorry, it's soccer practice and craziness that
No worries.
All went down.
All good.
We're not making money doing this. It's okay.
Yeah, we're not on the clock.
Wait, what?
This
is news to me.
Yeah.
How are you, Caleb?
What is it all for?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, just crazy. That's all. So. And then we head to Petoskey tomorrow for a soccer tournament. So,
do you get like any break as soon as the school year ends?
Kind of, kind of, yeah. The weekend after school, or the weekend that school is up, is dance recital weekend. So that's a busy week, and then. Yeah, then we don't have much, and then Jameson goes to a camp. Well, Jameson and Reese both go to camp at the same time. Just Reese's is a day camp, so that'll be the bigger reprieve. But
that Camp Geneva.
Yes. Yep.
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 Cool.
Does it seem like? So I suspect we're all kind of roughly around the same age. My brother has kids, and I just think to myself, I don't remember having this many activities, especially at the end of the school year.
They have way more than I ever did.
Yep. Same. Yeah. And we even combated a little bit too. We tell Vivian, you know, she can do one, maybe two things at a time, but even then it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I know like when COVID happened, like everyone kind of talked about like liking slowing down, and I understand why. When things reopened, everyone was kind of in a rush to do a lot of things because we couldn't for a long time.
Make up for lost time. Yeah.
Right. But now it's like, I still think we need to have that conversation of like, okay, can we not overexhaust the kids, not overexhaust the parents? And I'm saying this as somebody just watching everybody like,
yeah,
this is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot more opportunities than we had for sure.
By far.
Yeah. And it's hard, you know, it's that like delicate balance of like, you want your kids to try things and see if they like them. And, you know, if they do, great. If they don't, you know, at least we tried it. But yeah.
Right.
And then it's also like, well, how do we all keep our sanity too? So, but
yeah. Am I? Yeah, I'm recording. Okay, cool.
Yep.
So let's jump into it. Hey everybody, welcome back to the High Five Podcast, the show where we count down our top five favorites within a category of choice. This week it was my choice, right? And I went with Guilty Pleasures. Before we jump into that, I want to talk about, you know, what our definitions are of it, but first I want to introduce you guys, Rob and Caleb. Joined as we've been joining for the last few weeks. What's your guys' definition of a guilty pleasure?
Well, so for me, I don't think we should have a guilty pleasure. I think if you actually enjoy something, it's totally cool.
Yep.
Life is short, and I think given the stresses of today, whether it's just that you're a parent running around taking your kids to endless soccer games, or you know, the general malaise of the environment, you know, general work stress, if you find pleasure in something and it doesn't harm anybody else and it's something you enjoy, I say it's not anything to be guilty of. But I do like this topic because I almost look at it more as like, these choices make me an outlier.
Yeah.
That's what, not so much a guilty guilty, but it's more I'm an outlier for liking this thing that other people do not like.
Yeah, I was thinking similarly. These choices make me a nerd.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Caleb?
Yeah, I think that was partly my struggle with coming up with a list. 'Cause I'm with you, Rob. I'm the same kind of way. Like I don't the term guilty pleasure doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Like if you like it, great. That's awesome. And if it brings some joy or happiness to your life, go for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So I just thought of like, okay, so the way I compiled my list is what are things that maybe well, A, I read through like, everyone's list of 35 guilty pleasure things, and I thought, okay, that seems kind of silly and
Thank you,
weird. So,
BuzzFeed.
yeah, exactly, but so I just thought, well, what's something maybe that is unusual that I enjoy that maybe other people don't know that I enjoy? That was kind of my thought behind it. So.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, it's something you wouldn't admit to a stranger or to just like an acquaintance. I think of someone who I, maybe I don't know their name at the Diamond or whatever, or a work associate, someone
Oh,
like my
see now,
boss.
I guess
So
I'm doing
there's
it wrong because I'm
well,
a
there's
freak.
a
I would just tell you everything that I like.
well,
That's all right, though. That's your style.
There are people that I would do that with at work, but I think like my boss. Blanche, get out. Go. Get up. Go.
Oh,
Go, go, go,
Blanche.
go. Oh, Blanche. Sorry.
Little
But I think
dog. Oh,
like
you got your.
my boss's wife, and like my boss's personal assistant, like people that you need to
There's
keep a
levels.
certain professionality with them. But yeah, I mean, people that are my equal and people that are below me, at work, I'll open up with more about things, like
So
places
your
I'm going.
dog, Blanche, just interrupted the
Blanche.
conversation.
Yep.
But I have even sat in a board meeting and talked about my love of the Golden Girls and even shared a quick video clip of what I thought was the finest piece of writing ever. So I guess I'm again totally
Well,
like
and it could be,
I'm
I mean,
doing
it,
things completely wrong.
well, it's, it could also be your profession is more accepting of that sort of thing. Mine is just like every day is a pissing contest, or it can be. It's like, so many people are jerks you're dealing with, and you would never even want to share something that you like with them because it's not worth your time dealing with that person any longer than you have to. Like in the building industry, especially, I'm a few years removed from that every single day, so it's gotten better. But I still deal with contractors that still live in that world, and so I have to have two different J's at times, if that makes sense. But I wish I could live in a place where I could just let my freak flag fly all the time because I got some freaky stuff. Not really.
I'm looking at you very
No,
skeptically. I'm like, I don't think much for that.
no.
I think he sells his feet pics on OnlyFans is the only way
But the thing is,
that.
if I said some of these things to specific people I work with, they would think I'm weird.
Sure.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
So I also kind of went through this a little bit differently. Like, last week we had a solid topic, and my five was truly like a ranking. Like number
Sure.
two definitely outweighed number four.
Yeah.
This time, it's not so much a ranking
Yeah,
as I
me
actually
neither.
kind of went, I took the tack of picking five things in five different types of categories.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I'm kind of covering a wide range of things, and you'll discover those as we kind of go through this list. But I don't know that like my number one this week is going to be like way outweighing my number four or five.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I concur. I think that's kind of my list too, is it's not like my number one is my most important. I thought my number one is probably maybe my most guilty-ish, if you will, but
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, a lot of it was just like I was picturing it as a, I'm going to be 44 in June. And so I'm thinking, if you were to think of a 44-year-old white man from Middle Michigan or Southeast Michigan, this would be thought of as abnormal, you know, or this would not be something that this guy would probably, you know, on average enjoy doing with his time or free time. So,
Okay.
yeah.
All right. I think we should just jump on in because this
Yeah, let's do it.
will sort of illustrate it. So, Jay, it's
Yeah.
your topic this week. Why don't you kick us off with your number
Yeah.
five?
Yep. So this is gonna start it out with a bang. I love girl pop music. So like
Okay.
Dua Lipa, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Lorde, Charli XCX, Gracie Abrams. I'm a girl dad, so that's definitely painting some of it. You know, the Gracie Abrams, that's Vivian's favorite artist right now. She loves Taylor Swift.
And you came of
But
age in the Lilith Fair
yeah. I
era.
and we
And you had
were
lots
we
of
were
sisters.
yep. We were watching the AMAs the other day, and Gwen Stefani was, you know, singing her Sweet Escape bops from the early 2000s. But so that was before I was a girl dad. But you know, I just have always loved pop, and I think No Doubt maybe was, you know, a start of some of that. And as Gwen Stefani turned into a solo artist, I kind of just followed her. I have always, you know, especially back then, I kind of had a crush on her. She was the cool girl. So I think a lot of that stemmed from that kind of music. I love me some Dua Lipa, and I love Lady Gaga. We're going to see Lady Gaga this at the end of the summer in New York City. And it's the best tickets we could find as far as like what would work for our schedules on a weekend. And you know, like she was coming to Chicago in the middle of a week, and I was like, I don't want to take off work, so we're going to go to New York for a weekend. But yeah, I have all of these singers albums on vinyl. I listen to them all the time while I'm doing dishes. If you were to walk in on me, you know, doing dishes, yesterday I was cranking a Dua Lipa Future Nostalgia vinyl album while I was doing the dishes. So
That's a great album.
yeah, great album. Love her song with Elton John, Cold Heart, the remix.
Oh yeah.
Just awesome songs. I love Elton John, by the way. But yeah, it's music that I can obviously enjoy with Katie and Vivian. But it and so it, you know, it connects me to them. But you know, and like I said, girl dad energy all the way, and I'm proud of it. So like, it's not something I feel guilty about, but if you were to look at a 44-year-old man in his, you know,
Driving a truck in the building industry.
driving a
Yeah.
Chevy Silverado, yeah, you wouldn't think he'd be cranking the Dua Lipa, but yeah, that's my number five. So, yep.
Caleb, do you have
Yes.
like a song choice? Because I actually have one of my categories is music, but I'm curious if you had like any kind of music choice that you have.
I didn't. Most of two of mine are watching or shows, entertainment.
Yeah, okay.
And then an app, two of them are apps, and one of
Ooh.
them's my number five. I'll go into, so my number five is just because I pulled this from one of the BuzzFeed list of top 35, and they said ordering takeout food or ordering delivery food.
Oh, delivery.
That's not guilty pleasure. That's just survival for some folks.
I agree, man. There are so many times where I mean, we order DoorDash at least
My
once a
friend who
week.
might be listening to this on his subway commute, as he does now that I'm kind of joined this show from
What's
Brooklyn
his
into
name?
Manhattan, Michael
Hey,
Jones, if he's
Michael.
listening, he would probably be rolling your eyes because everybody in New York and everybody in Boston where I met Michael, we all order out, take out, DoorDash. That is just the way of the future,
No, I
man.
know, man. I'm with you. And when, every time I saw that on the list, I'm like, well, I guess I got to put it on there. Every list had it. I'm like, how is that a guilty pleasure? That's, yeah, like you said, that's how we survive.
Yeah.
That's how we made it through the pandemic. That's how
Yeah.
we still
Guilty
survive.
pleasure in the
So,
kitchen is like making raw brownie batter and just eating
yeah, right.
that. I would do
Yeah, that's why his number five is way down there. But
that
yeah,
too. That's my
I
number
mean,
four.
I love DoorDash.
Oh,
I love DoorDash for
that's great.
sure. So,
Well,
yeah,
so then
ordering food.
I'm gonna pivot a bit. I was gonna give you my number five as my music choice, but I'm gonna piggyback off of Caleb here, one of my categories, number five, I'm going to say it, Domino's Pizza.
Ooh.
Domino's Pizza, for a lot of
Yep.
people, tastes like the cardboard box it comes in.
No.
And you know what? It's a mighty tasty cardboard box.
Yep.
Domino's is headquartered in Ann Arbor, Michigan, not too
Yeah.
far from where I am joining you on this recording. And it is, it's good, it's cheap. And is it the best pizza ever? No. But is it super convenient? Absolutely. And I actually, it's the number one in terms of sales. Number one is Domino's. Number two is Pizza Hut. Number three is Little Caesars. And people love to rip on Domino's. A few years ago, Domino's actually had a campaign saying, like, we know our pizza was bad. And so they
Yeah.
actually re-engineered their pizza.
And they did. It was good.
And it's good. So
Yep.
my guilty pleasure item, I know it's not the best pizza, but I like a
Hey.
Domino's pizza.
So speaking of which, that is the only pizza I cannot have delivered to my house.
Oh,
Oh, no. Isn't that
logistically?
crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's one not far from my house, but the Domino's won't deliver because I'm just outside of their range, and
You're
they're none of
across
the
the
apps.
tracks.
Yeah, none of the DoorDash, Uber Eats, nothing will deliver Domino's. It bums
Oh,
me out because
man.
the brookie is like my favorite dessert.
Oh, yeah, that brownie
It's so
cookie.
good.
Yep.
Yeah, I love Domino's. I'm with you, man. Domino's is great.
I had a, when I was living in Boston, I was living in a neighborhood. It was kind of on the border of Jamaica Plain and Roslindale. And I had a, I would get off the subway, and I could either walk about 10 minutes, or I could, on a rainy day, I could take the bus. The bus stop would drop you off right in front of a Domino's. And so you could go and get like one of those, just get like your simple medium pepperoni pizza for like $6.99 or whatever, and then just walk on home, sit in front of the TV, and just enjoy your cardboard tasting pizza.
That's how I feel about Little Caesars is my I like Little Caesars the best. Like for your cheap pizza. You just got to get it with the crazy crust. I don't know if you guys know about the crazy crust,
Oh,
but
yeah. Is that like garlicky or something?
yeah,
Crazy.
so
Those
basically it's the
Domino's.
same stuff they put on their breadsticks, but they put it on the edge of your pizza. It's so good.
Guys,
Both Domino's,
Little Caesars, Cottage Inn, all of them are headquartered in Ann Arbor or in the Detroit area, right? So the cars led to pizza delivery being delivered, which then led to your number five, just all food being delivered to your
There
house.
you go. Yep.
That's how it happened. Yep. But like, I don't play favorites. Pizza's probably, if it's not my favorite food group, it's, steak might be
Up
my
there.
number one, but it's like, I love all pizza. I love deep dish
Agree.
Chicago style pizza. I love New York style pizza. I love Detroit style pizza. I just love pizza. I like a
Agree.
calzone. Yeah. So anyway,
And it's
cool.
hard to make a bad pizza.
It is really hard to. I've
No,
tried.
that's not true.
Tell us.
Oh, well, just one time I remember getting delivery, looking at this was when I was a teenager in high school, looking at my parents, and I was like, does this pizza taste like cologne? Like somebody, whoever is making it, probably just spritz too much on their hand or what lotion or something, and you could just, it came through the food. And there are times when you get something like really undercooked. You can sometimes get that,
That's true.
but
That's true. It is hard though.
but it's hard to do that, I
Yeah.
mean, that's a rarity, right?
It's got to be someone's first day at work or something.
All right, so Jay, what's your
Okay.
number four?
Yeah, my number four is I'm a full-fledged, got my card. I am a Disney adult. Not apologizing again for it. I've got my Mickey Mouse tattoo. And so that it's got a little bit of a story. My Aunt Pam, who I grew up a lot of fond memories of her and her troll dolls she had in her room. She was probably only like 10 or 15 years older than me, but she was a big collector of troll dolls and Mickey and Minnie Mouse dolls. And so I just have a lot of memories of just spending time watching Disney movies and that kind of things when she would babysit or whatever else. Over the years we grew apart, but like we would always share the love of Disney, and I knew her, she always loved Minnie Mouse. I think she might have even had a tattoo or something. But she unfortunately passed away over COVID. And so through all that and just kind of the combination of Katie's family also kind of growing up with Disney, when COVID kind of things opened up after that, we kind of made it a point to start going to Disney more often. We would go every 2, 3 years with Vivian and go for a week at a time. But then after COVID and things opened up, we were like, you know, we're gonna buy a timeshare there. We're gonna become annual pass holders, and this is what we're gonna invest in our vacations. That's their company line for buying a vacation a timeshare there. And so it's just something we do a few times a year. Long weekends, we go for after parties. That's one of our favorite things to do. But we love going to the parks. We've not gone on a cruise yet, but that's on our list. But obviously, love all the IP, all the movies. I cry over, you know, the Pixar movies, the you know, watching Coco and Up and Toy Story and Inside Out. They all make me cry, and I love it because it makes me feel life. And you know, I love going through all the emotions because I think it's healthy to do that. And then also, my family plays the Disney Lorcana trading card game, which my wife is, admittedly bigger into that than I am, but I love the IP. It's just, I love the backstory. I love the message. I love me some Mickey Mouse. So,
Favorite ride at Disney and at Disney
favorite,
Park? Any Disney Park?
I do love probably the Space Mountain in Disneyland. It's a newer version of it. It's
Hmm.
not as doesn't jerk you around like the original one does in Florida. The one in California is newer. So that's probably my favorite ride. Also, I don't get to ride it as much, so it's pretty fun. But yeah. So I'm a Disney adult. Proud of it.
If there's a, if I'm allowed to plug a podcast that's no longer airing but is still available, I'm going to text it to you, Jay, but it was a show on NPR called Studio 360, hosted by Kurt Anderson.
Okay.
And they would do a series called American Icons, and it would cover things like they have an episode on Superman that I'm going to share with you. And they also had like I Love Lucy and what have you, but they do an entire episode on Disneyland, Disney parks, and talking about Florida. That is a really, you
I'll
probably
check
know
it
most
out.
of the backstory, but it's just
I
really
love still hearing the
fascinating to listen to.
stories. I'll check it out for sure. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my number five deal, or my number four. My only other
Four.
thing I wanted to, you know, talking about Lorcana, I wanted to shout out to our friends at the local comic book store, Secret Crisis Comics. Todd, Chad, and Melissa always hook us up with all the, obviously the trading card, the Lorcana, but also I listen or I read a lot of Star Wars comics, so that's Disney adjacent as well. So.
It's Disney now. It's not
Yeah,
Disney
it is.
adjacent.
It is. Yep.
All right, so I did my number four, so I'll go with, or I did my number five after you. So I'll do my number four, which is we have and will continue to watch The Office. We have probably watched it from beginning to end at least 20 times, if not more. And that is not an over exaggeration. It's if you come over to our house, 9 out of 10 times it is just on the TV, whether we're paying a lot of attention to it or not, it's on.
True.
that and Parks and Rec are the two shows that we have watched. I couldn't tell you how many times. A lot. We love those shows. We do not apologize for watching them over and over. We can quote probably most episodes from beginning to end, and still enjoy it, still laugh, still get kicks out of it. I don't know if we'll ever get sick of either of those shows, but they're just kind of our go-to. Like if we're like, what do we want to watch? We just throw one of those on and it's just there in the background. So
Do you own them on any sort of physical media, or do you You
We
pay
did.
Peacock and then watch the commercials that they make you watch every commercial break.
Yes, so
Because that's
we
annoying.
currently watch them through Peacock. We had all of The Office on DVD. I don't know if we had all of Parks and Rec. I think we had at least the like 5 seasons. But then we've gotten rid of all of our physical media. That's We don't have any of that anymore. It's all gone. So yeah, so we just watch it. I mean, literally Peacock is like our go-to
Yeah.
app on the TV.
We're watching
So,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now. Nine-Nine.
yep. Like a lot of our favorite shows are on there, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. We like The Superstore is a good show. There's The Office, Parks and Rec, obviously. So,
Cool. All right,
and I
Rob.
was excited when they came out with the super fan episodes of The Office because
Oh,
they're now even longer and there's more
yeah.
to them. And yeah.
Yeah. How long is an episode with that version? Or is it
So they're
varied?
normally like what, 22, 23
22
minutes,
minutes.
and it usually adds about, I mean, it depends on the episode. Some of them are, they've added 5 minutes. Some of them are 10 to 12 minutes. It just kind of depends on how much stuff they've added. So.
Interesting. Cool. All right, Rob, what's your
All right,
number
I'm going to,
four?
my number four, I'm going to go ahead and piggyback into my TV show category. And it is, And Just Like That. That's the title of the series. It is the continuation of Sex in the City. It's coming back for the third season this summer, actually this week, actually tonight, actually for a half hour from now. The third season will be
has a
live.
heart out.
No, I don't. Now, And Just Like That, is it a great show? No. Is Carrie Bradshaw still insufferable? Yes. Is it without Kim Cattrall? Yes. But here's the thing. Why I call this a guilty pleasure is I still like it. I still enjoy it. I'm like looking forward to watching it. And even Sex and the City fans don't like this show.
Sure.
They're obviously it's different. These women are now in their 50s. So when you have a show that sort of hues you into the concept of sex and dating and relationships, it does force your protagonist to be single. So of course, in the first episode, they did away with Carrie's husband, Mr. Big. He dies on a Peloton. This was 4 years ago, right after COVID and Peloton sales went through the roof. Yeah, no, it's not at all a great show, but for some reason, it's fun. New York City, whether it was Sex in the City or the movies or this continuation, New York City always looks great. The costumes look great. I think, as we said in our episode about fictional places to live, I wanted to live in Carrie Bradshaw's apartment. She has now actually moved away from that apartment and she's going to be living in a different location this time. So, anyways, but yes, so And Just Like That, the show that no Sex in the City fans like and people who don't even like Sex in the City don't even know about. So, it is something that I'm like, hell yeah,
I knew that
look,
it
I defend
existed, but I couldn't have told you that was the show by
it.
you saying the
Yeah, I
title
didn't
of
know
it.
that was the name of it. I thought it was just called Sex in the City still. I didn't know it had a different
More
name.
sex in a bigger city. I don't know.
Is that on? Where do you watch that? I don't know where that you can even watch that.
It's on the platform that was HBO Max and became Max and is now
Oh,
returning to HBO Max.
true.
Got it. Okay.
That's funny. Well, because when they decided to make that change, wasn't that one of the big they were talking about that show? That's one of their
Yeah, it's definitely an original. It's not on HBO, so if you have terrestrial TV or cable TV, you're not able to watch it. And part of it, I think the reason why it's a different type of show from the original series, which was started by Darren Star. The movies, like the later seasons of Sex and the City and the movies, and then And Just Like That were all led by showrunner Michael Patrick King, who has some mixed results with other shows. But I don't know. I still think it's fine. And to be honest with you, I'm perfectly fine without Kim Cattrall, Samantha character. I don't know what more you could have done with her. I think it's fine that she's gone. I'm a Charlotte. So there you go.
All right, cool. All right, so that was your number four. So we're on to threes now. I turned into a bit of a coffee snob during COVID. I bought a Breville Express espresso machine. Even went to name it, and it is named the Breville Longbottom. I started watching
Okay.
YouTube started watching tutorials on how to properly froth your milk for a latte. And so I make foam art now. When I'm making coffee for myself, I don't, but when I have, my mom over, I put a real cute heart on it for her and make her day. And I use Ann Arbor's Mighty Good Coffee. I specifically like the Almighty blend, and it's really made for a drip coffee, but I love making espresso with it. And it
None of this
takes
is a guilty pleasure. A guilty pleasure is like me saying I love gas station coffee. I go to the Perky Pantry in the morning, buy a pack of cigarettes, and I get the cheap ass coffee
See,
that's like
the
half
thing
burnt.
that's the difference between me and you, Rob, is because if I told people at work about this, they'd be like, "You don't drink shitty gas station coffee? What is wrong with you? I drink coffee to get my caffeine in. You're a pansy because you have an espresso machine at home, and it's not your only coffee making source at home. It's not even your second. It's like your third or fourth different type of way to make coffee at home. I've got the espresso machine. I've got pour over. I use boiling water to do pour overs, and I have a French press. And I just got rid of my Keurig because it was the least used coffee source in the house. So I don't know. It's just I live in a different world, I guess, where someone would look at me and call me an idiot for having all of these ways of making coffee at my house. But yeah, I love the ritual of it. I love just getting the pressure just right, getting the time on the frothing of the milk just right, and
Nice.
yeah. That's my number three.
Nice. All right. So my number three is another show. It is the only thing, well, I shouldn't say it's the only thing. It's the thing I watch the most on YouTube, and it's Good Mythical Morning. I don't know if you guys have ever watched that show.
No.
I enjoy that show very much. So it's two guys, Rhett and Link, who have been doing it for quite a while. They've been friends since kindergarten, and they're now in their late 40s.
Oh,
So
wow.
they just talk, do all different sorts of stuff, and they do competitions, like eat food. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel sometimes like I'm a little too old to watch it, but I really enjoy it. It's fun. I typically watch it when I eat lunch. Just because it's, something easy to watch when
It's
you're
on
on the road
YouTube,
or
you said?
whatever. So, yep.
So
Yep. So they have
how many views or followers do they have, if
a
you had to
lot.
guess?
They're probably the top five as far as dollar made through YouTube.
Okay.
So they have, it's called Good Mythical Morning, and then they have Good Mythical More, which is their show after their show. I mean, their
Okay.
shows are like 15 minutes, but
Okay.
yeah, I just enjoy it. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's cool to see kind of guys who have been friends forever, who've known each other literally since kindergarten, and they're in their, that doesn't happen too often where friendships have lasted that long. So it's just kind of cool to see them kind of have these inside jokes and yeah, seem to really enjoy each other. So it's just a yeah, it's a fun show. I enjoy it. 15 minutes,
Cool.
what I watch when I eat lunch. So.
Cool. Rob.
All right.
The
I'm
gas
kind of
station
bouncing
coffee.
around here. So, hi.
Is it gas station coffee?
I don't feel guilty for liking gas station coffee. If we were doing a subject of things I hate that everybody else likes, I would say Starbucks. I think it's over-roasted. No, but my number, don't come for me, haters, in the comments. My number three, this is number three we're doing, right? Yeah, all right. So I'm bouncing around from my category. So I'm just going to go ahead into my movies because it actually has a connection to what I said as my number four. It is the 1980s rom-com classic Mannequin. Again, total trash, but it stars Kim Cattrall. Now, in that case, a young Kim Cattrall is great. When she's in her 60s as Samantha, no, don't need her. But when she's playing a mannequin that comes to life in a Philadelphia department store for maker Andrew McCarthy, and it also has Estelle Getty, and it has a Bulldog from Police Academy, and of course, from Designing Women, the great Meeshach Taylor as Hollywood. It's stupid. It's great.
Does she
It gave
sing
this.
in it?
She does not, but it gave birth to the great 80s classic by Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Oh,
And
yeah.
another kind of cheesy one-hit wonder, well, not one-hit wonder, but one, hit of the decade, cheesy hit of the decade from Starship. And yeah, the movie Mannequin, interestingly enough, is not available for streaming anywhere. You can find Mannequin 2 on the move, but you cannot find the original Mannequin for reasons that I
Mannequin
do not
two
understand.
so I can't even
And I,
I can't can I buy it? You
you
can't
can't
even
even
buy
buy
it.
it. No. So
Because
I
we
think
were
it might
talking about
be.
it the other week, and I put it on my list of movies I want to watch with Vivian and Katie, and I'm not going to be able to find it.
No, because you know what I think. I wonder if this may be like a song rights issue, right?
Oh,
And certainly they're not bringing it back because nobody's demanding it.
yeah.
But no, Mannequin.
I'll download it illegally. Very, very
So
legally, I mean.
when was the last time you saw it? 1987?
No, 2019.
Okay.
So I do need to watch it. I should watch it again. But it's loosely based on like the Pygmalion story, where a man falls in love with a piece of work. This classic Greek story. This sculpture comes to life, right? Only it happens to be a department store mannequin
It's in a
in the form
department
of Kim
store,
Cattrall.
yeah, I
Yep.
remember
So.
this. Yep. Have you seen it, Caleb? You've not?
Nope.
You might be a little bit too young because I remember watching it as a kid. And you're just a couple years younger than me.
Yeah, it came out in 1987. So
Yeah, so I would have been six when it came out. Yep.
I was one.
Yeah.
Says you can watch it on Fandango at home for $15.
Oh, okay.
I don't, I'm not familiar with that platform. We have to check it
I
out.
know.
So.
I know. I thought the same thing.
I like a good challenge. I'm
So.
gonna find it for cheaper.
Yeah, that's all. I just, that was it. Oh, it says, is Mannequin on HBO Max? Yes.
Yeah.
According to Yahoo. I don't know if that's
Mm.
true. I'm just letting you
That's
know
probably
this is what
outdated.
Yahoo says.
It was at one point.
You're going to listen to some random Yahoo from the internet? Come on.
I am. I take Yahoo for its word. That's weird.
Right, so we're on to number twos.
Yep.
This is one that was brought to my attention by my wife, Katie, and I think she's right, is that I love to shop. I love to shop online. I love to shop in stores for clothing. I love to shop for shoes. I love to shop for power tools. I love to shop for my next vehicle 5 years before I buy it. I love to do the research. I love to just leave tabs open on my computer and painstakingly, decide if I'm going to buy this or not, leave things in the shopping cart for 6 months on end. I like to shop for cheap prices on vinyls on eBay. I like to sift through Kickstarter and just cool gadgets that you can find on there. I love all of it, and it's probably, yeah, it's definitely a guilty pleasure. I love it. Yeah, I'm an early adopter, so I always like getting the cool new thing as soon as possible. So I love the whole process of doing the research, deciding between two or three things, finding all the pros and cons, and then, changing my mind multiple times throughout the process, and then actually purchasing it and enjoying it, and then forgetting about it 3 months later. So, yeah.
Then selling it on eBay, right?
Rob's got thoughts.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it. We
It.
started with girl pop,
Yep.
Disney, good coffee, and
Yep.
shopping. And I'm thinking to myself, you really are trapped in a there's
A
nothing
man's
wrong with any
body.
of this. There's
Yeah.
no, there's nothing wrong with any of this. And it just tells me that that there is a certain maybe it's the industry you work
Societal
in, or maybe
impact.
it's I think as a straight man, I guess I'm realizing how much like gay panic homophobia you guys would probably encounter. Because all of this seems natural to me for like
No,
anybody who lives
I
in
know
any
it
major
too.
city.
Yep.
I'm like, this is not a guilty pleasure. I mean, it's
Yeah.
me who like works in theater
Right.
and tells everyone, oh, Mannikin's my favorite version of the Pygmalion story or
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
Lion King. It's better than Shakespeare's Hamlet, which is the same damn story. But yeah, it's like, that is like a guilty pleasure, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, I think you sound like just like a normal person. I'm just surprised that these are something to be guilty about.
Yeah.
I don't think you're even going to sound like an outlier, so.
I totally understand where you're coming from, but it's my West Michigan upbringing where guys do guy manly things, and if you don't, you're an outcast because of it.
No, I mean, that's what I think is really interesting. It's like, it would be like me saying to you all, like, I love going to like the shooting range, right? Like, that could be a guilty pleasure, right? Because it would play against type. I guess this has just been really illuminating for me,
No,
because
I love it. I
I
love the
wouldn't think of this in
conversation.
any other way.
No, it's good. I'm glad that we're vocalizing this because I think it gives good conversation. I think it brings to light a lot of stupid things that we're pigeonholed into doing as we grow up and get into adulthood. And it's, most of it's BS. It's like if you like something, like we said at the top, like you like something, love it, and let it be
Don't be
visible.
ashamed of
And
it.
yeah, and so I understand all of it. And I am, that's a big thing that I've grown into as I've become an adult is like, I don't care anymore. I don't care about hiding the stuff that I like. If you don't like it, if you don't like the fact that I'm a Disney adult, or if you don't like the fact that, I always have a new pair of Ray-Bans or whatever, like, then I'm probably not the person to hang out with you or whatever. So, yeah.
I mean, so for me, like liking the Sex and the City reboot that Sex and the City fans hate,
Yeah.
or like my favorite Star Wars movie is the one that I think everybody else hates, which is The Last Jedi.
Last
But I
Jedi,
love
which is a
Rian
great
Johnson.
movie. Yep.
I love that movie. But I also am not a big Star Wars fan. I'm more of a Star
Yep.
Trek guy. So like,
Yep.
if you were to say like what my guilty pleasure or my outlier, those are the kind of things I would gravitate toward, where I know there's like measurable hatred toward Domino's Pizza.
Yep.
So, anyways,
Or
that was just really
you
fascinating.
like the band Nickelback or something, yeah.
Wait,
Yep,
someone we
that's
know
too
does
far.
love Nickelback. I think it's just our friend Julie.
Ooh, it might be. I'm sorry, Julie. I love
I'm agnostic. I don't even think I remember one of those songs. I don't think I could tell you the
Mother's
difference between.
photograph. Come on.
I couldn't tell you the difference between Nickelback, Coldplay, or like Silverchair, or like any
Oh,
of
come
those
on.
bands of that
Coldplay?
era.
Coldplay's way different.
Coldplay and Silverchair are
Coldplay's
totally
good.
different than Nickelback.
No. Okay, so Coldplay is in my category of things
Coldplay's
everybody
good.
loves that I absolutely hate. We'll talk about that for another episode.
Okay. Okay. We'll put a pin in
We'll put a pin. All right. So we'll
that.
go with my number two. My number
Yeah, Caleb's
two.
like, let me get a word in.
Yeah. No. I just didn't, want a fight to break out. That's all. My number two is Zillow. I love to look at houses. I'm not gonna buy one. I'm not in the market. But like, if I'm driving down the road and I see like a house for sale, I'll pull it
Yeah.
up. I wonder how much it is. What's inside?
Yeah.
I just like looking at interiors of houses. I like
Yeah.
seeing the way people have things set up. how much things are going for. It's just fun to look. I like looking at, multi-million dollar homes that are listed and kind of, thinking about what it'd be like to live in a house or what I would do, how I would put my furniture in there, whatever. I really like scrolling through Zillow. Again, I don't think it's a guilty pleasure, but I saw it on a list of guilty pleasures and I thought, yep, I'm gonna put that on there. So I don't do it quite as much as I used to. I used to do it all the time. But yeah, now I still like to do it. If we're on vacation and we're like renting
You're
an
in a different
Airbnb, I'd be like,
location.
oh, I wonder what houses around here cost, that kind of stuff. So it's just, fun entertainment. Enjoy just kind of looking at people's houses. I wanted to be an architect too, when I was younger, so I think that's part of it too. I just like looking at the architecture and layouts of houses and that kind of stuff. So
That's a good one. Yeah, because that's like a thing that you could like kind of easily get lost in a rabbit hole of too much time on, right?
For sure.
Setting up those notifications and those geofences on the map and
I do get those. I get them for my area. Yep.
So do
And for
I.
my house, both of them. So.
Cool. All right, Rob, what's your number two?
All right. My number two is I'm going to switch into my music category. Now, is this an artist that I like? No. Is this a song that's really great? No. Is this a, do I know any other songs by this artist? Maybe one other one. But this is my go-to karaoke song.
Ooh.
Jay actually sang it with me, what, 3 weeks ago? And it is Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Nice. That's a
Yeah,
terrible
you were.
song.
Yeah, you.
It's a
Katie was
terrible
supposed to
song.
sing with you, and all of a sudden she disappeared, and you were walking up there by yourself. And I was like, I guess I'll come with you, Rob. I do know the song.
Yeah, I cannot hit the high notes, but I can
It was
do the
fun.
entire verbal acrobatics of it without looking at the monitor.
Yeah.
I kind of committed it to memory. Now, what would happen? The reason why this became my go-to karaoke song is because I would go to conferences for, theater arts, right when I was working in sales, working in the American theater industry. And when you go to those conferences, there's always like the last night is always like a big drunken party. And they're always a lot of fun. And when you're hanging out with theater people, of course, they can sing. Many of them
Sure.
were singers and then became performers and then they got day jobs like the rest of us, right? So they all get up there and they sing. And I will like, I would be like drunkenly dancing along, screaming along. And everybody would look at me thinking that like this guy is so full of life, he must be able to sing. I cannot sing. So the other thing too is I was working for the Schubert Organization on Broadway, and they always had a rule of thumb that we had to wear suit and tie. So like you'd be at an arts conference and everyone's wearing like creative, casual, fun, stylish clothes. And I'm dressed like literally an investment banker. And even investment bankers don't dress like that anymore. And so I'm there in a suit and tie, and they'd be like, you need to do a karaoke song. And so I would get up there, this, Jay, kind of like you, sort of like playing to type, and I would play the opposite. They would see this pasty white, guy in at then in his 30s, get up on the stage in a suit and tie, and they're like, God, who knows what the hell he's gonna sing? And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, this one is for the boys with the booming system, top down AC with a cooler system. When they come up in a club, he'd be blazing up, got stacks on deck like he's saving up, and then everybody just like the jaws drop, they can't believe that I'm like doing it, and so that is my karaoke song. Not gonna lie, it's a fun
Boy,
song to
you got
sing.
my heartbeat running away.
See, that's why I needed Jay there for that part. No, it's again not a great song. Don't even really like Nicki Minaj. The only other song I know of hers is Starship, We're Meant to Fly, Hands Up and Touch the Sky. Yeah, so that's my guilty pleasure
That's a
music
great one.
choice.
That's a great one.
Thanks.
All right, so I guess we're on to our number ones. So this again, Rob, this is going to fall in that category of this is just normal for you probably, but I love existential conversation. I like to just get get deep with my friends. I like to talk about why we're here. I like to talk about, is this a simulation theory? I like to, I listen to podcasts like Sam Harris and Ezra Klein and Rob Bell and even like Joe Rogan and Lex Fridman, even though they're kind of Trumpy nowadays. I get fixated on the why are we here, and I love thinking outside the box of everything. When it's always it's kind of a game to me now when I meet a new person and we're talking at the bar or we're just talking and I don't really care where the conversation goes. I like to see how weird I can get it with them. Because some people don't like to go that deep. They like to talk about the weather. They like to talk about sports. They like to talk about music or TV or, all the other surface-based things that we can talk about with just about anybody. But I like to go deep. So yeah, that's my number one. Some of my favorite moments are finding people that are willing to go there. It just, feels like you're breaking the rules, talking about the things that people usually avoid. And to me, that's where connection is. So that's
Have
my
you ever
number
listened to
one.
the podcast Death, Sex, and Money?
No, I've heard about it, but I've
Yeah,
never
it's
listened
been
to it.
on now for about
Okay.
11 years. It's hosted by Anna Sale, and the whole premise of the show is
Some money.
to talk about the things that we think about a lot but need to talk about more. You know, the three subjects that people won't talk about: death, sex, or money. That's a pretty good one. So, yeah. So now I guess now, Jay, I understand how. Sitting at the bar, I understand how you and I became friends because, like, everything you said tonight,
It's true.
I don't think you're going to be wanting to watch Sex in the City and just like that with me and eating Domino's pizza, or maybe, I don't know,
I love Domino's
Domino's
pizza.
pizza for sure.
And
Domino's
really,
pizza for sure.
I'll watch, like, the reason I watch the shows I watch, it's because of what Katie and Vivian want to watch, or what Todd and Julie want to watch, or, I would watch Sex in the City with you. I don't really care what I'm watching as long as it's got a good plot. Like,
Oh
I can
no, it
make,
doesn't have good plot.
well,
You're
you went
watching
over
it in a fashion.
that. But
It's kind of like the combination of Caleb Zillow porn and your love of shopping, right? Like that is, and then that is what Sex and the City really is. So,
But
yeah.
like again, like if it's well made, like you said, you love the costumes and you love seeing the New York, vistas and all that kind of stuff. Like if it's well made, like you can find some value in it. So,
Right.
that's my number one. Caleb.
Right. So my number one, this was the first thing I put on my list, right after you said what is like your guilty pleasure. I don't know why, but for me it's the guiltiest of guilty pleasures. Not because I feel guilt for doing it. I just like
It
feel weird when
personifies.
people know that I do it. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. Like really you do that? And it's Pokemon Go. I still play Pokemon Go. I'm still trying to collect all the Pokemon. I'm getting close. I don't know why I do it. It's something I just do because, when you
It's
got
like playing Wordle.
downtime and yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's so when I was younger, I collected Pokemon cards. I watched the Pokemon show. So it was something just of my childhood. And then the Pokemon Go came out in 2018 and I've been playing since 2018. And it's, yeah, it's just
18? It was
fun.
out
It's
before that, wasn't it? I guess that's
no,
about
I
right.
think maybe I don't know. I can
I
tell you.
gauged a lot of things by, like, we moved out here in 2019. I feel like we were playing that when you were still working at the church.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, so you're right. Yeah, it would have been older
Maybe
than
a
that.
little bit before
Oh,
that.
2016. Sorry. I
2016. I
started
was just going to say
7/8 of
2016 because I
2016.
remember back in Boston.
Yeah.
Apparently there
Remember
was
where
some
you
sort
were.
of Pokemon thing kind of in front of my house because I
Like
would
a
see
flash mob sort
people.
of thing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, people who didn't live in the neighborhood stopping like
Oh,
kind
it
of
was like a
like right
hot
outside my
spot.
house.
It was a
Yeah,
honey
yeah. And they
hole.
were
It was
on
a
their
Pokemon
phone,
honey
and
hole.
I was like, I didn't order a Domino's or a Grindr hookup. Like, who would do that? Like, so,
Right.
and that's what I've always been kind of fascinated. So, Pokemon's not my thing, and that's it. But I actually, if I was like an urban planner, I would kind of love to know. Like, if I was trying to do like a PhD study in urban in, or a PhD thing in urban studies, I would love to know like what kind of effects did Pokemon Go have in terms of bringing people or redirecting people into neighborhoods they may otherwise
Yeah.
avoid.
Yeah, sure.
I found I yeah I think it's an interesting phenomenon. I just remember standing there watching this, and it would happen a couple of nights, and then it stopped for whatever reason that might have happened in the Pokemon game. But I just found it really fascinating.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I
Caleb
know
can probably
it's,
explain what was
definitely,
happening there.
well, not necessarily. I mean, my guess is it was either a gym or a Pokestop, but one or the other. So if it was something that was happening quite frequently, it was probably a gym of some sort where you can do your battles. So, yeah. Yeah, it's
Did you see
interesting. They're
people
talking about
fighting?
now. Yeah, right.
I mean, like usually
throwing their
there would be like
phones.
more than one people on their phone. So I guess,
Yep.
how weird. Wow.
That's so
Okay.
funny.
Huh. Yeah, I still do it.
That's
It's
a good
still
one.
fun. You know,
Yeah.
it's yeah. I've almost collected them all, but the problem is they keep adding more and more Pokemon. So I'm like, oh crap, I gotta keep going because there's more to catch. So.
Love it. All right, Rob, it's you.
All right.
Drum roll.
My number one is kind of like a vacation place type thing. This is it's something I'm going to list that's very specific, but really more broadly, it's kind of something I do as I whenever I travel somewhere new. But I'm going to pick the Boston Duck Boat Tours. So if you lived in a city that has any kind of famous tour, usually the locals always make fun of it, right? So having never grown up in New England, I moved out there on a whim, didn't know how long I would stay. So I would go and do like everything, like the ghost tours, the murder tours, Boston having the Freedom Trail and, Fourth of July and American Revolution and all of that. Like I would do everything. To the point where I was starting to know more about Boston history than the locals were. And the Boston Duck Boat Tour is this great thing. You could pick it up in three different spots in the city, and it is an amphibious vehicle, right? It's a
Yep.
boat that drives on land, and then eventually they take it out onto the Charles River between Boston and Cambridge. And then they would even let people drive it. I've even driven it myself. Those duck boats were made for World War II. Fun fact, they were made in Pontiac, Michigan by General Motors. Lots of cities have them. I just love the tour guides. Quite honestly, I sort of wish I was like a 20-year-old working in college because I would totally be one
I
of
would
those
do
tour
that
guides.
too. I
Sure.
would do it
Yeah.
too. Yep.
I one time we were going through the intersection of State Street in Boston, downtown Boston. There's a bank on one side and then there's a meeting house on the other. That intersection is where the Boston Massacre takes place. Now we're caught at
Okay.
a light. The driver is not saying anything. I'm sitting in the back of the boat with my sister, and
You're
I'm
doing
like,
it wrong.
are we really going to go through this intersection and not tell all these out-of-towners that this is where the Boston Massacre happened? And that Bank of America is the bank. The corner was also a bank back then, and that the soldiers were standing here and shooting here. So I'm talking at the back of the duck boat, and next thing you know, my sister's like, everybody's head just turned to look at us, and they're listening to me. And so, like, I kind of like hijacked the tour from the tour
That's
guide.
funny.
But this is just how I am on vacations. I love a good tour.
Yeah.
I love a good museum.
I would have
I
been
think
like,
if
did anything eventful happen here? That's the way
yeah.
I would have handled it.
Yeah. This corner looks old. What happened here? So, I was the kind of guy that we'd walk by a Chipotle in Boston. I'm like, oh yeah, that used to be a publishing company. That was where they first published Little Women. I mean, I could point out that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
So,
that's cool.
I love a good duck boat tour. And like I said, everybody would hate them. And one of the things that those boats would do as they're going by, they get the crowd on the boat to go quack, quack. And I would play along and quack, quack, way quack at them while I was walking home with my cigarette and my gas station coffee. And, but I loved it. I just, and like I said, locals seem to make fun of them all the time, but I think they're the best goddamn things in the world.
Nice. Yep. I think we do they have that in Philadelphia too? I feel like I did
Yes.
that in Philadelphia. I've not been to
And like in
Boston yet.
Chicago, like I love
Yep.
going on the architectural boat
Oh
tours. I've done
yeah.
those.
Up and down the river. I love that.
I've done those like countless times as
Yep.
well.
Yep.
In Detroit, I've actually have done like a bike tour of Belle Isle. And there's a
Yeah.
company called Wheels Detroit, and you can do different types of bike tours in the city. So Jay and Caleb, you
Yeah.
guys want to do something fun this summer and want to go bike around?
Yeah,
I
I'd
mean, they're
do
just
that.
fun.
Yeah. Yep. I love any excuse to, yeah, just get out there and see all the old stuff, hear about it. Yeah. It's better than a pedal bar.
Yeah, no, I don't want to work out while I'm drinking.
We've done it a few times, and it's like been for people's like birthdays and stuff, and it was, I guess, it's for a time, I guess, but yeah, I'm over it now. I'll take my hop on, hop off tour,
Yeah, I don't want to
and
share the road with other
no.
drivers. I just like to be a little more secure. I want to drive around in a big World War II amphibious vehicle, damn
Yep. Quack,
it.
quack.
Give me that goddamn quack and steel.
I love it. Okay, so I think that's it, right, guys? So do we
All of
want to
them. Yep.
do any honorable mentions?
I didn't have any.
I've got three. One of them is I'll just blow through mine real quick. Wearing Crocs. I wear them mostly around the house.
Oh.
But I'll venture out, like if I'm dropping Vivian off at, robotics or something like that, I'll wear them. And then all of a sudden Katie will be like, "Hey, will you run to Polly's to get something?" And then I'll have to walk into Polly's with my Crocs on. I don't really care, what people think of me, but it is something that I know makes me look stupid. And people are like, "Ah, look at that idiot wearing his Crocs with his blue jeans or whatever."
And the socks, right? You got
Oh yeah, Crocs and socks for sure.
the
Totally. Yeah, way more comfortable with socks on. I'm a video game player. I'm a 44-year-old man that's, I play Zelda and Star Wars Outlaws and Starfield and Grand Theft Auto and sports games and for a 44-year-old man, I should have way more important things to do, but I don't play
Yeah.
them very often. I probably get to sit down and play video games, couple times a month, during busy times, and but I still like to do it. It keeps me young, and I love video games. I grew up playing video games, so it's just kind of, it is what it is. And then the other thing, and this is something that has happened, so Rob, you wouldn't, neither of you guys would know me if you met me when I was 20, 21 years old, when I first actually met Katie. I had never seen a Star Wars movie. I'd never watched any Star Trek. I had never watched any theater. And so my last one
Wow.
is actually theater. I'm obsessed with productions of obviously Hamilton and more recently, Oh Mary. I love Book of Mormon and Wicked and all of, I mean, everything in between, even the, off-Broadway stuff. Anytime we go to New York, we love to go see at least a show or two.
Your
And
guilty pleasure is my profession.
I know it. And but that's the thing. That's how I was raised. I can't say anything other than I was, when I was raised, my sister was big into theater. And she was, she starred in, The Wizard of Oz and The King and I, and all these great high school productions, and it was not something that was ever really made available to me, and I probably would have loved it back then, but I just totally missed it. I was too busy
Yeah, I don't know if I would call that a
doing other
guilty
things.
pleasure. I mean, because in comparison, my honorable mention is like white bread bologna sandwiches. All right, like that was what I was kind of raised on. I
Yeah.
still love a good bologna sandwich on white bread, even though those are two items that I never buy for myself when I go into our local grocery store, Polly's.
You reject my honorable mention.
Well, I made it. Kayla, before we started this call, I was like, hey, do you guys want tickets for opening night? I mean, it's my job.
Yep.
Oh my.
Here's my, it's not a guilty pleasure, but my guilty mission. I've never had bologna.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Never had it.
You're not really missing anything.
It's like a hot dog.
It
Yeah.
really is like a hot dog.
It's just a flat
Just
hot dog.
never
Yeah.
had it. There's never anything my family ever bought or had or did. We had other meats, but never bologna.
So Caleb, you said you didn't have any honorable mentions.
No. Nope.
You barely got to five.
I got to
What
five.
about you, Rob?
Oh, you know what? I think in college when I was living on an all-men's dormitory floor, I would secretly hide that I would watch at 3 o'clock General Hospital.
Yeah.
I love General Hospital, but I grew up on it, right? Like it was what my mom
Yeah.
and my I have an older sister and an older
Well,
brother.
sometimes it was the
So
only
that
thing on.
whole like you know General Hospital in the 80s, we're talking prime
Yeah.
Luke and Laura Spencer, you know Robert Scorpio, Frisco Jones days.
Yep.
So
I grew up
in
with
the
Days of Our
late
Lives.
okay right so in the late 90s, right, like I was watching you know General Hospital in college and I would hide it.
Well, that was on right after Price is Right, right?
No, General Hospital was a 3 o'clock show before Oprah.
Trying to, oh,
Price is
okay.
Right would be on at least
11.
in the Detroit area was on at like 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's pretty universal.
Yeah, and
I'm just trying to
there
think. I would
was.
watch a lot of General Hospital because of something was that was on right before it, or something
Oh,
was
so you know what
on.
it was? It would be like you'd have your Price is Right, probably your 12 o'clock news, and then at 12:30. So in the late 90s, from 12:30 to 1, was a General Hospital spinoff called Port Charles.
Okay. That could
You might
be.
have watched their half hour version of that show.
Okay. Or maybe it was on like right before some like after school cartoons or something. Could that be
Yeah, because like
possible?
General Hospital was airing from 3 to 4, now it's like 2 to 3, and I
That's
think it's
probably
the
what it was.
only. I think General Hospital is the only soap opera ABC produces now. They've canceled like One Life to Live on. There was a great block of like you'd have your Good Morning America, your Regis, and then Kelly,
Yep.
The View. Well, Martha Stewart, then The View, then your afternoon news, Port Charles, All My Children, One Life to Live. General Hospital, Oprah, and then your 5 o'clock news. And so, yeah, Channel 7 would pretty much just be on like full time in the background, and I'd be coming and going from class. So, anyhow.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Cool. Well, I guess that's it for guilty pleasures. Since Caleb picked last week, right, and I picked this one, Rob, what do you want to do next week?
I think we should discuss the things we hate that everybody else likes.
Okay.
The Bizarro episode, companion, the
Yeah.
Bizarro
Okay.
companion
Well,
episode
and
of
I, as I was kind of brainstorming, and I decided that a good name for it would be called anti-pleasures.
Right, yeah, like what is the opposite of a guilty pleasure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So things people
Proud.
love that we hate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one, I believe, as I thought about it more, was this Julie that came up with this one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so
Our friend
shout out
Julie,
to
who likes
Julie.
Nickelback.
That's why, right there.
We love Julie.
Although I guess that would be
And
guilty
I'm
pleasures.
indifferent to Nickelback. I literally don't think I remember what a Nickelback song was. So.
Look at that phone. You already did it, Caleb.
I did that. Yeah.
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Oh gosh. Oh,
Yeah,
Chad
it's
Kroeger.
not good. Chad Kroeger, that's his name. Yep. Cool. All right. Well, I like it. I think that'll be a good continuation and a good conversation piece. Just
Yep.
to Shout out to anybody who's listening. If you have ways to contact with us, or contact us, let us know what your thoughts of our guilty pleasures were and what yours were. But then also, if you got some anti-pleasures, let us know what those are. Yeah, look forward to getting back with you guys next week. Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Okay. Good job, guys.
Word.
That's my high five sound.
All right, I'm gonna hit stop.
Listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com, or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.